This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Monday, the 13th of April, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The sun is setting over a mild evening across Israel. Tel Aviv enjoys a gentle breeze while Jerusalem sees cooler temperatures. In Haifa, conditions are clear and calm. Now, here are today's headlines. First, Israel Hayom reports from earlier today that Ambassador Leiter is optimistic about peace talks with Lebanon, suggesting a full peace agreement could be reached within months. Also, Walla has revealed that during the ceasefire, Iran is manufacturing ballistic missiles using components from before the conflict, with the IDF closely monitoring these activities. Also this hour, according to Mariv, the IDF and Shin Bet have eliminated the Hamas cell responsible for the October 7th kidnapping in Reim, closing a significant security threat. Separately, Israel Hayom shared a poignant story from earlier today about a woman who survived the Holocaust, only discovering her unique survival story at the age of 30. And finally, JNS reports that Hungarian Prime Minister Orban has conceded the election after 16 years in power, with Israeli leaders acknowledging his support for the Jewish state. Here's what people are saying online. Mia Maleki, an analyst on Middle Eastern affairs, noted just minutes ago that a U.S. naval blockade of the Strait of Hormuz could cost Iran nearly $276 million per day in lost exports. Robin J. Brooks, an economic strategist, commented minutes ago on the potential collapse of Iran's business framework due to such a blockade. Misdiagnosis, a frequent commentator on Middle Eastern geopolitics, remarked 15 minutes ago on the recall of Iraq's ambassador by Saudi Arabia, highlighting Iran's growing influence over Iraq as a proxy state. Let's go deeper, starting with the Israeli-Lebanese peace talks. Ambassador Leiter, in discussions covered by Israel Hayom, expressed optimism about reaching a comprehensive agreement. Initial meetings with Lebanese counterparts have been described as excellent. This development could signal a significant shift in regional relations, potentially stabilizing a historically tense border. Turning to Iran's missile production, Walla reports that Iran is leveraging old components to enhance its ballistic capabilities despite the current ceasefire. This move raises concerns over Iran's long-term military strategies. The IDF's vigilant monitoring underscores the delicate balance of maintaining peace while preparing for potential escalations. Meanwhile, the elimination of the Hamas cell, as reported by Mariv, marks a significant counterterrorism success for the IDF. The cell was linked to a high-profile attack from October 7th. This operation underscores Israel's ongoing efforts to dismantle threats and ensure security for its citizens. On a more human note, Israel Hayom has shared the story of a Holocaust survivor who only recently uncovered her miraculous past. This personal tale adds a vivid reminder of the enduring impact of history on individuals. Finally, in political news, JNS highlights the end of Viktor Orban's 16-year tenure as Hungary's prime minister. His exit could impact Hungary-Israel relations, given his history of support for Israel. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEC reports Gal Hazelkorn has been appointed as CRO at Sequent, bringing experience from his previous role as CEO of Corsound AI, a voice analysis technology firm. Separately, Mariv Business highlights a warning from the World Bank president about economic instability in the Middle East, pointing to weaknesses in Saudi and Qatari economies despite a ceasefire. And finally, Israel Hayom Business notes a surge in the Tel Aviv Stock Exchange following the ceasefire, with the TAA 3-5 index gaining nearly 1% as the dollar nears a significant drop below 3 shekels. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Monday. Our next update is at 3 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.